If the madness is in March, the acceptance is in April, and more specifically, acceptance with autism. April is the month for that. And joining us now here on ESPN West Palm is none other than Keely Ferguson, a familiar face and voice here in South Florida, now with Verizon as a tech expert and also a mother who knows a thing or two about being able to parent a child with autism. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's good to see you guys. Good to be back in South Florida. I missed y'all.
I was about to say, like, it's been a couple of years. How do you like the new digs? You ain't even got to check it out yet.
I know. I came here right when you guys moved in, and then I think I moved shortly after that. But I am going to check it out shortly after we chat. But, yeah, we're talking about Autism Acceptance Month. It's the entire month of April, which, of course, is personal to me because my 10-year-old son has autism. He was diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder when he was 4 years old. And when we think about autism, we think about a lot of different sensory challenges that people on the spectrum have. So sometimes you might see people on the spectrum walking around with headphones because they have auditory sensory sensitivities, but it extends beyond that. It extends to tactile sensitivities, or sometimes they are sensory seekers. They need that sensory input, different things like that. So what I've been able to do as a tech expert with Verizon now is find ways that tech can help not only make our lives easier as neurotypicals, but also can help make the world more accessible to people on the autism spectrum. And so I'm so glad that I've been able to come talk to you guys about that.
I mean, before we get into the actual things that can be helpful to parents, I think the first step is generally going to be what the month is about, and that's acceptance. For you, when you think back to 10 years ago, was that your first experience of being intimately knowing someone who had autism, or however long into the process that you learned about your son?
Yeah, it was. I will say this. Most autism parents will tell you they knew their kid was different before the actual diagnosis. I remember I'm going to call our wonderful producer. I still call him my producer, even though he's not my producer anymore, Brian Rowitz. And when Brian's oldest son and my son are the same age. They're only 3 months apart. And when he would tell me what his son would do and would say, I would always think, my son doesn't do that. I remember clearly, Brian may not even remember this story. He said he and his wife were on vacation somewhere. They might have went to Disney, which is not shocking because they go to Disney all the time. But I think they were in the hotel room, and there was a banana. And their son was maybe 2 or 3 at the time. And he said, oh, I just got the banana over there. And my son was the same age. And I remember thinking, I've never heard my son say a full sentence like that. I've never heard him say, oh, I just went and got a banana. Or I remember the sentence was, you guys were sleeping, so I went and got a banana. Mm. And I remember thinking, I know my son can't say that whole sentence. And so I would kind of compare, you know, the milestones that his son was meeting with the milestones of my son that he just was not doing at the time. So even back then, or as early as 2 and 3 years old, I was like, something's different. And so then COVID hit, and we'd already had him diagnosed prior to that by neurologists. And the neurologist said, oh, he has some autistic qualities, not enough for me to call it autism. But then when COVID hit and we were all in lockdown and I could see my son up close all the time, because prior to that, he was going to school and then to daycare. And I just saw him doing some things that I'd been reading about for a couple of years. So I went and sought a second opinion. That's when we got the diagnosis of autism spectrum disorder and global developmental delay. Mm. We immediately started putting him into therapy and all these different things like that. So that was my first time, to answer your part of your question.
Yeah.
That was my first time intimately knowing someone with autism spectrum disorder. And, you know, it happened to me to be my son. And I remember it grieving, if you will, the life that not I thought my son would have, because sometimes when people have boys, we think about, oh, they're going to be an athlete. I never thought that about my son, or they're going to play sports. I never thought that about him. But there are some limitations that come with having autism. And so I knew now, instead of the world being his oyster, now he would have limitations. And that was hard for me. It still is to some degree.
Yeah. And then for you, your response to that, you know, everybody, things happen in life. Mm-hmm. We choose how we respond. Your response to that was to educate yourself, to become kind of what you are today as a tech expert, and find solutions to help make the world, reopen that to be his oyster. What are some of those things that you learned about in that journey, finding out how to help him, that where tech comes into play and it helps them out being able to live life more fully?
So firstly, I learned that some of the things, especially once he became a little bit, he could always speak, but now he's more verbal and can advocate for himself. I learned that some of the sensitivities and the challenges that he has, so if he has any auditory sensitivities, they actually hurt him, like physically caused him to have anxiety and pains, or like when he is having a situation where he is, it's a social situation and he's uncomfortable. You know, some people just, oh, I don't really like that over there, but he is truly has a physical reaction to me. He feels it. Yeah. I can't see that he feels it. So I had to start talking to him about it. And so between talking to him and reading up more about it, I went, oh, so this is really a thing. Or, you know, when people say, like when it comes to brushing his hair, he doesn't really like his hairbrush. He'll tolerate it, but he doesn't really like it. Mm-hmm. But it really is, it can feel very harsh to him as opposed to someone else that's neurotypical. It doesn't feel that way to them. So those are some of the things I've learned. And then as far as where tech comes into play, you know, one of the items that I absolutely love at Verizon, even if I wasn't an autism mom, I would love it. But particularly because I am an autism mom, it's the Gizmo Watch. It's a kid's smartwatch. But what the watch features on it is real-time GPS monitoring. And so there have been times where my son and I have gotten separated in a large crowd. We were at a trampoline park once, and I looked up, and he was gone. So, of course, meltdown because there are hundreds of kids in there. I don't know which one is him jumping. And my concern is not necessarily that he will leave the premises, but that he might not realize that we're apart. And then when he does realize we're apart, does he know the person to go talk to? Does he know to go to an employee and say, I cannot find my mommy. Can you help me find her? He knows my name, knows my phone number and all that. But I'm not sure if he has the ability just yet to navigate a space like that, to be able to find me. So if he has a smartwatch like that, that has real-time GPS monitoring on it, I can just look at an app and go, oh, he's right there. Mm-hmm. Let me go get him. It's especially helpful for people that are nonverbal because they can't tell anybody who their mom, dad, caretaker is. So it's much easier for them to find them. I remember we were living in Palm Beach Gardens once, and this kid starts running, you know, towards my car. And then when I looked at him, I immediately realized, oh, he's on the spectrum and he's nonverbal. Mm-hmm. And then he took off again from his mom. And this was probably a 14-year-old. You know, he looked like a teenager. And I think back to that moment now, man, if she'd had something like a gizmo watch, she would be able to find him. We always hear stories about people with autism wandering off and going to, because they don't always have the capability, like our brain, the way our brains work, it was really amazing that some of the things that we take for granted are just automatic. They don't always have, their brains don't work in such a way that they understand danger. Mm. They don't always have an inherent fear of things. So they just wander to bodies of water or they just wander away and now you can't find them. And now time is of the essence. So things like that are really important. We have a family app that has location monitoring on it. All sorts of things that I just really think are amazing for this community.
You, I know that, you know, you talked about that experience you've had. I've had experiences in my own neighborhood where a kid who I at least believe to be on the spectrum and is nonverbal who has been lost. And I had to help his mother go seek him out in the midst of like rainstorms and whatnot. And something like the gizmo would have obviously helped there for the mother. But then also I wonder for people who aren't as familiar with communicating with nonverbal kids or kids that are on the spectrum, are there any of these tech things that help the kid be able to do that? Like similar to the trampoline park situation where you talked about if that kid gets lost, if it's not a gizmo where his mother can track him down, is there something that the kids now have possession of that they can use to help communicate that message to an adult to get them help?
Interestingly enough, the gizmo has that feature.
Oh, wow.
So it has a feature. Specifically, I'm thinking of the medical ID feature.
Yeah.
So there are two things on the gizmo that allow a person that if they came in contact with a child or any person on the spectrum, mm-hmm. because I can wear the watch. It's not like it's a teeny tiny watch. So if they came in contact with them, that they would be able to find their loved one. There is a feature where you can push one button and it immediately calls who you've designated as your emergency contact.
Gotcha.
So you press the button, it says SOS, you slide it, and it calls your emergency contact. It also has a medical feature on there. You press the button, swipe for medical ID, and now it tells you that person's name, it tells you their age, it tells you whatever information you want to put in there. If they have anything like that, it tells you that on this watch.
What is the number one thing you want people to be able to consume that are watching this about not only the tech that Verizon can provide to help with things like this, but also the month as a whole and what the mission is around this?
I think that when it comes to autism acceptance, that really we have now moved from awareness to acceptance, because this used to be called Autism Awareness.
That's what I figured. I'm like, this has to be intentional. Okay.
It used to be called Awareness Month. And now we, I say we as if I was the one that.
Yeah, you were in the boardroom.
I was in the boardroom talking about it. Let's change it. But we want to move to a place where it's now about acceptance. And you can see that, really. You can see that in many spaces. There is actually, I travel an awful lot. And in the Birmingham airport, they have sensory spaces. They have sensory rooms where if somebody's feeling overwhelmed, because the airport can be a very overwhelming place, they can go into the sensory room and calm down. There are many sensory spaces throughout sports venues. I know there's one where Miami Heat play. I've gone down to the stadium and there are where the Dolphins play, and they have sensory bags. Mm. There's a sensory room down there. So we are now understanding that it's not about always having people with autism integrate into a neurotypical world, but also making space for them to be them in the world as they are.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's going to be helpful to everybody involved, the parents, people in the community, and then the people that are living with autism as well. Keely, appreciate your time. Glad to be able to catch up. And like you said, I know you're always traveling, so thanks for making South Florida a stop on your journey there.
Thank you for having me.